the Chicago Tomahawk. Mike, I got my lime mate Matt with me. And today we're recording on Cinco de Mayo, so I'll be drinking tequila while we're doing the podcast. And we're going to get right into this playoff coverage. Matt, what is going on, man? It's been pretty interesting so far.
So, yeah, I guess the hot topics of, you know, the first two games of these playoffs has been the officiating. They've been calling tons of penalties, and there's been a couple of these penalties they've been calling where players are making some, I think, are making some great hits. I know there was a hit last night with one of the Boston defensemen getting rocked by Sedmeshikov, I think, on the Canes. People are all up in arms about how it was dirty. He was charging. And, like, if you watch the hit, like, in three different angles, it is a beautiful hockey hit. I just don't know what has happened to, like, the hockey fan. There, it just seems like everyone is just getting soft. Every year, it just seems to be, oh, let's just ban hitting. I mean, everybody, it's playoff hockey, man. There's so much energy. These guys finish checks. They're putting it all on the line. And I don't know why. Is it the new fan, you think, that they're just not into the hitting part of it? I mean, I love the hitting. I don't know about you. I love both.
It could be the younger generation. Remember, was it Zegras's opinion on when got hit the other day? Do you know what I mean? I think that these younger kids are, they just feel that if you're skilled, you shouldn't get hit. And I don't think that that's hockey. So I think that that hitting should be in the game, but it's, who knows, man? Do you think that that's going to be the next thing in the chopping block? You know, because sure obviously they targeted fighting. Do you think that they're going to target hitting?
Yeah, has there been any fights in the playoffs? No. I don't even think there's not going to be one either. I mean, there's those battles after the whistle, you know, the extra shot to the goalie and the guys defending them and stuff like that, but even after the game, I believe the Bruins were starting to, you know, they were getting frustrated. They went after the Canes, and Rod Brendamore after the game says, yeah, he was kind of ticked off that, you know, he didn't want his guys to get sucked into that gameplay, stuff like that. But, I mean, you got to hit. It's hockey, man. Like, I give a lot of credit to the Rangers, Jacob Trouba. That guy has been finishing. I watched the game today. He's been finishing all of his hits, all of his checks, and guys, you notice that when you're skating up the ice, and it's like, oh, I got Jacob Trouba over here, the freaking freight train. He's gonna go right through me if I try to do something like this. But yeah, man, I just don't get it. I hope it. I love it. I don't want that to end. I love the fighting too. And I think it's necessary at a time. I know the playoffs. You don't want to, you know, take a bad hit or a bad fight and kind of turn the momentum around against your team. I get that, but you know, there's times where you got to take a big hit. Take a hit to make a play. And this is what this Boston kid did. I'm sorry, I don't remember who dumped it in, but he was behind his net and he tried to fire it up to the boards. And this, I think it was Shvestakov, another Russian. But anyway, I thought it was well played, but the guy had his head down in Boston. He didn't hit him in the head. He just squared him up perfect and put him down, and all these Bruins come right after him. Like, it was like almost like the Trouba, Juju Kairou hit. Like, it was like outrageous. Oh, yeah. Like, this is just, but it's hockey. Yeah. So I don't want to lose that. It's my favorite part of the playoffs is the intensity and the passion these guys have. And you know, the goals are great, but I honestly enjoy 1-0 games just as much as you know, like a high scoring game. It's just, it's exciting. It's the best time of the year for me. And I just wish our team was in it. It's probably going to take a couple years, but I can't wait till the Hawks get back into this.
Have you heard from anything from Kotkaniemi since you were mentioning that Boston game? Kotkaniemi, he was the player that went to the Carolina Hurricanes for that $6 million offer sheet.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard anything from him. I know that the Canes have, you know, they got, obviously they have problems with their goaltending injuries. Anderson has still been out, and Ranta had the net in game one. He was fantastic, I thought, for, you know, a guy who really never got that opportunity. And then game two, the Bruins kind of gave him a kind of ran the goalie. And Rod Brendamore said this too. He's like, "Hey, I don't appreciate my goalie getting rammed. I already got my starter out." And I did see a clip of Ranta spitting blood out on the ice, man. And that's something you don't see on a goalie that much.
Yeah.
And he didn't come back.
Injury issues though, too.
Yeah. You know what though? Like I thought it would, at first when I heard he got hurt, I thought it, you know, you think like the groin, the goalie, maybe he strained something, but I think he got hit in the head and maybe it was a concussion, kind of just being cautious and taking him out. But they put in that rookie, I'm going to butcher his Russian name too, Kochkevov or whatever.
Pierto? Was it like, remember from the X-Men?
Sounds like Mexican.
Do you remember the X-Men animated series when they were, had Colossus, it, yeah. in, they had Colossus in it? And yeah. his sister's like, Pierto!
Kochkevov, right?
Yelena! And then Wolverine pops out
with that deep voice. Yeah,
yeah. I go where I want to go.
Yeah. Sabretooth, I should have smelled you. Yeah, I used to watch that show every Saturday morning. I loved it.
Yeah, man, that was a great show. Anyways, great back show. To hockey.
But catch kick. You know what? I had it the first time, and now you screwed me. But he came in and he won the game for the. He was very solid for the Canes, and you know what? The goaltending depth for this team, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Three goalies, next man up, and he's winning his first playoff start. And he actually got into a little tussle with Brad Marchand, which was pretty entertaining because usually, you know, Marchand's throwing those shots in and just being an agitator. He's a great player. He could score. He could skill it up. And he could be an agitator, too. He's pretty damn good at it, actually. But this kid didn't take any of it. He went right after him and gave him a blocker shot and I actually think that Marchand was fined because he cross-checked this kid in the back.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's $5,000. That's nothing for him. But this team is very dominative right now. And Rod Brendamore, I think he's going to win another Jack Adams just because he's such a great coach. And, they're looking to get over the hump. And I think this series could end very, very soon, maybe possibly in four the way they're playing.
What's going on in the next series?
So we got the Rangers and Pens. The first game went to triple overtime, and Malkin ended up scoring the game-winning goal, who's unbelievable. I just saw a thing on TNT where Malkin, Letang, and Crosby are the longest tenured teammates in the history of hockey.
Oh, really?
Yes. So these guys have all the playoff experience in the world. Crosby ended up scoring tonight. So the series is tied 1-1 now. The Rangers, they came back today with the message there. They were kind of, they feel like they were cheated, I know, with the officiating and everything, but you know, it's, they're calling it fair. I think I'm an outsider looking in. I obviously you want your team to win after, you know, if they're in triple overtime, you lose, that's a big gut punch. But you know what? Something to build off that Shesterkin, he had 70 saves.
That's incredible.
Unbelievable game for him.
Incredible to have 70 saves and you lose.
Yeah, that's got to hurt going home to that one. Like, I just had the best game of my life and we lost. And I don't even, you know, you don't even get a point out of it because it's the playoffs, you know, so.
Right.
But yeah, the Breadman showed up tonight. He had 3 points and yeah, they sent a message to the Penguins, which also the Penguins, their two goalies are out. So they do you remember wow. Louis Domingue?
Yeah.
He was with the Blackhawks for a little while, I believe, a couple seasons ago.
And, I don't remember.
Yeah, so he actually went to the Lightning the year before they won the Cup. And I think his first 11 starts, he was undefeated. But anyway, he's with the Penguins now, and you know he came in relief in game one, and he ended up getting the win, and he got the start tonight, and he was good. But you know what? The Rangers came out flying, and they got the win today.
Wow, how's Malkin doing? Do you think he's due for injury?
the way he plays, man, he is. I give him credit, man. He plays hard.
He does.
He's very passionate. I hope he doesn't get hurt because Honestly, I would like to see the Penguins kind of upset these guys, because I think New York fans think they're the center of the sports world when it comes to stuff. And, you know, they're a good team. The Rangers are a very good team. They got a lot of likable players. I mean, I like Panarin. I like that Chris Kreider. I think that even the Ranger fans hated him. And now, obviously, he scores 50 goals, and now he's like the godsend. They love him.
Mm-hmm.
But
You think they forgot about Adam Fox?
Yeah, Adam Fox, yeah, he was hurt for a while. They were penciling him in to be the Norris winner in November. And, you know, they just they forget about Victor Hedman and Roman Josi, who is very good this year for the Predators. And
he's a solid man. He's solid every year.
Yeah, it's unreal. Like, these Ranger fans need – they're lucky they got Shesterkin, you know, the next goalie after Henrik Lundqvist. They're very blessed to have that. You know, it took the Blackhawks a long time to find a solid goalie in Crawford. And, you know, it ended fast. You know, it didn't feel like he was with us that long. And,
well, they had the King for a long time, and they couldn't put a team in front of him.
That's true. They did make it to a final. But they were
destined to lose that one, though.
They did not deserve to be in that final.
Who's next?
So I got the Kings and the Oilers next series we're going to go over. And it's 1-1. The first game was a very close game. I believe the Kings won 4-3. But the talk of that whole series, or the talk of the whole game, was Mike Smith going out to play the puck, firing it right up to the slot, giving it right to a guy, and he just buries it. It was I couldn't believe he made a boneheaded play like that. It was unreal. You don't do that. You learn that in squirts, dude. You do not fire a puck up the middle. Defenseman, forwards, and he does it. It costed him the game. I don't know if you saw that one, but as a goalie, it's like, what the hell are you thinking, dude? And it costed his team the game, but yeah. I give him credit. Game two, he came back and got a shutout. 6-0 win. I guess the Kings looked very flat. And Evander Kane showed up. He ended up getting a goal, or two goals, actually. Two goals, I think, and a couple assists, actually. But they were a lot better, and it, they're still in the series. I don't think they're going to win this series, but... Connor's got to do something, dude. This guy needs a goal. He needs a solid goalie. And actually, dude, I've been hearing a lot of stuff with this. You know the goalie on the Blues, Ville Husso, is an unrestricted free agent. If I'm Kenny Holland, dude, I'm going all out for this guy. If the Blues don't re-sign him, because they got Binnington for a couple seasons.
Would you stick with Binnington?
Honestly, I'd even go after Binnington. And you know what? You need a solid goalie. Mike Smith is not the guy. He really isn't the guy.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I thought that they should have picked somebody up last season.
And yeah, we were both surprised about Duncan Keith, and we're like, Dunks isn't a goalie? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that they've invested so much into two people that they've forgotten about the rest of their team. And then on top of that, they are paying Darnell Nurse 9.5.
But it's hard. I mean, look at the Leafs. They're building their team around, you know, Marner and Tavares, and they're building it around Austin Matthews and all those guys. And it's just it's hard to fill in guys. Like, you gotta sign guys like David Kampf, you know, to fill in.
Right. I agree, man. David Kampf is having an outpouring of goals this year for David Kampf. I think he's got like 5 goals.
I get so pissed off when I see that guy. It's like, he couldn't do shit for us.
I know.
And then he complains about his role. It's like, dude, we used to put you out in overtime. Win the faceoff and just stay out there. Go score a goal for us.
Yeah.
But, you know. I'm always talking about him, and I'm always seeing threads about, oh yeah, even Jay Fresh was saying how good he is.
Really?
Like, you gotta be fucking kidding me right now. I'm like, he scored 10 goals this year, and you guys are treating him like you have a 62 goal scorer on your team, and you're talking about David Kampf? Right. Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about the Leafs, I guess we'll just get into it. Their series is also tied 1-1. And you know what? I give the Leafs credit. The game won. You know, they were a laughing stock last season.
Made a statement.
Yeah, they did. They made a statement. And after the game, Wayne Simmons and Patty Maroon were going at it. Corey Perry joined the party. And,
oh, yeah. You know, he's going to get mixed in there.
There was like three fines. Each player got like three fines, and it got dirty. But here's the cool thing. Game two. Andre Vasilevsky, 14-0 when losing a game the next game starting with 5 shutouts.
Wow.
That is an unbelievable record. It's like you lose to this guy the next game, you know he's gonna come out flying. You know, or I'm sorry, if you beat this guy and he's starting next game, it's a guaranteed loss. This guy's record is unbelievable at 9.66 goal or save percentage. It's not a goalie you want to deal with in the playoffs, and I think they got a lucky win. I still think Tampa is fine. I think they're going to roll right through these guys.
You think Tampa's going to roll through Toronto?
Yes, I do. I think at home, John Cooper, he's got the last change. He could set up the matchups the way he wants. He's got the advantage. I could see Tampa going home and winning 2, and then closing it out in Toronto for game 5.
Wow. That's interesting, man.
I just think they're too deep, man. They're too deep. And, you know, we got to give a shout-out to Brandon Hagel. He scored his first playoff goal in the win. He scored his first playoff goal. I believe it was a breakaway, I think, maybe. But and Victor Hedman turned his game up. They were on NHL Network Radio today. Everyone was calling about, this guy is just like a different, like they call him the beast in the playoffs. He just turns it up, and he's unstoppable. He made some good passes, and he scored a goal with like 2 seconds left in the period, and that kind of dictated the rest of the game.
Wow.
Like, they were playing behind chasing, and John Cooper said, this guy is one of the best. And I think an interview or one of the reporters asked him, he goes, I don't think he's going to win the Norris Trophy, but do you think he's worthy of it? And Cooper goes, well, clearly you're not going to vote for this guy, and clearly you don't watch enough hockey. That's what he said. So... he gave him a nice little shot, but I know you and I have been saying this guy doesn't get enough love. You know, he's just not going to get the same media spotlight as he, like, say, you know, a guy in Toronto or even Colorado's getting a lot of media attention with Cale Makar just kind of breaking ankles. But Victor Hedman is more of a complete defenseman. He just doesn't get enough love. I just don't understand it.
I would take him over Makar.
Yeah, I would too. I mean, at the beginning of their careers, if you had to draft 1 and 2, you get first pick, I'm going to pick Victor Hedman. I just like his two-way play. He's gritty, he's mean and nasty, and he can score.
What is Ryan McDonough still injured?
I believe Ryan McDonough is still injured, yes. But when he gets back, it is going to be even more scary for the Maple Leafs. But I think they're fine, though, right now. I think you got the best goalie in the world. You got Stamkos. I think he's got 1 goal, which is not that great. I mean, it's only been 2 games. Playoffs are different. But I think Tampa just has so much. They have so many weapons. Braden Point, Stamkos, Kucherov. They got Hedman in the back. And then if, you know, you can't win a lights-out, run-and-gun type of play, you got Vasilevsky to back you up in net. So the Leafs are gonna do something very Leafs very soon. I could maybe them gonna beat themselves with getting penalties, or I just see that I think the Lightning could definitely win these next 2 games at home.
It looks like McDonough is playing, man.
You know what? I haven't seen much of him. Then, quite honestly, I haven't been watching that much of the Tampa series. For some reason, I when I watch, it's always New York and the Pens, or it's St. Louis and Minnesota. I'm not sure if it's because it's just my local feed. I'm getting like the closer teams or whatever, but that's what I've been running into the most.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because, I mean, if you look at these guys, you know, look at their jerseys, they're practically inverted, you know?
Oh, the lightning and the Leafs. Yeah. I noticed that too. Yeah. They got to wear their blacks.
Yeah, they should
at home. They should wear the blacks and give the I guess Tampa's home jerseys. It does look like the Leafs still.
Yeah,
I believe it's that blue. Yeah, yeah. So
it's almost the same color blue.
I would wear that black and what is that, like a darkish gray or what? Yeah, those aren't bad. They just seem kind of like half-assed designed. they're pretty cool.
Who's next, man?
So we got the Wild and the Blues. I watched that game last night. Fleury was good. Good to see a former Blackhawk playing well. Even Ryan Hartman scoring some goals yesterday. We're tied 1-1 in that series. The game one, it was all Blues, though. They came out and they looked like the 2017 Blues Stanley Cup team. And Ville Husso, the new starting goalie, if you want to call him that. I know we were just talking about he's a UFA next year. It's going to be really interesting what the Blues are going to do because they got Binnington locked up at, I think he's at a 6.2 cap hit, maybe 6.5. And, you know, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, hey, this is a good goalie. I know I've seen a lot of Hawks fans on Twitter saying we should give this Ville Husso guy a deal if he's not signed with the Blues. And you think maybe you can, but would you think it would be pointless? Because I mean, the team in front of him is going to be very bad,
yeah.
And it could kind of come back and bite you if you give this guy some big cash. But you also think the Oilers, Mike Smith is making some pretty bad plays, and he's costing us some games. So, yeah. But getting back to the series, I think. What's his name? Kirill the Thrill or Kirill Dollar Bill, whatever they call him. He scored a hat trick last night. He came out. Did you know he had 100 points this season?
Yeah, I did.
I kind of found out late, but that's pretty impressive. This is second year in the league, right?
Yeah.
Second or third year, and good for him. It was a quiet 100 points because I didn't really hear too much about him. I only heard when Johnny Hockey got 100 points, right. Obviously Connor and all those guys, but... So they're 1-1. I think this is going 7. I'm still going to give the edge to the Blues. I don't know how you feel about that.
Wild.
You're wild because you want that draft pick.
I do.
I don't blame you for that, but
I'm going to will it, man.
So did you see the they're having the draft, they're going to be doing that lottery soon?
Okay.
So I guess if the Hawks did get that pick from Minnesota, we could be getting a decent player still. But I think that first round pick, wouldn't it still go to the Blue Jackets because of Seth Jones, right?
No. If that first round pick, the Wild have to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals. If not, then that pick. I forgot what it is.
Second round pick. I thought it was the Western Conference Finals.
They have to make it to the Western Conference Finals, right?
Yeah. Okay. So that's interesting. But let's jump over to the next series, which should be over possibly tonight if the Preds just wave the white flag because the Avs absolutely ran them over game one. I think they scored 5 goals in the first period. And obviously, Saros is out with an injury. They put in David Riddick. He got lit up. And then they put in their other goalie. He got lit up. And it was just, it was nasty. It was. And you know what? I feel bad for the goalies because I was a goalie. I understand getting lit up sucks. But I can't stand the Preds. And it's good to see, you know, and I can't believe you would. I know you got to fight your way to get into the playoffs, but you burn your goalie out and he got hurt. So you are getting everything you deserve, Preds fans. I'm sorry. That's just my take on that one.
Man, you know, it's. I want to say it's not surprising. It's because he essentially got them there, but then can't play in the playoffs.
He's dead. He did it last year too. Remember, he had that unbelievable streak at the end, and the Hurricanes just wiped the floor with him.
Right, right.
So it's rough, but they're playing right now. I can get you a live update.
You know, this is how it was with Colorado last year. They went all over. They went off in the first round, then the second round came, and
The competition's definitely going to be better next round. If I'm assuming they're going to sweep this team. It is tied currently right now after the first 1-1, which is a huge accomplishment for the Preds, quite honestly. But like you said, this is a big year for the Avalanche. They have a lot to prove. MacKinnon went on his little rant last year after the elimination, and he was embarrassed. And this year they were a really good team. I don't even think they lost at home for, 2 months or something like that? So,
wow.
So this is a big season for them. I know they're going all in for it. They got Kadri, who, you know, he's been very good. He's a UFA. And they're going to lose some players. It's just that's the cap world for you. So
they
got to go for it this year.
It's like they're probably 3 years ahead of Vegas right now. Depending on how much money MacKinnon takes, you know, in his next contract, will kind of dictate where they're going to be. Because even if he stays at $6.5 million, there's only so many dudes you can pay, you know? Kadri could ask for $6.5.
I think he's gonna test free agency. Okay. I think he's going to want to get his money. And you know what? He had a good season this year. He's very good, but you're never going to get on a better team than the Avalanche.
Right.
And I think he's at, six-something million? I could see him jumping to nine.
Really?
Quite honestly, yeah. Dude, desperation. Teams are going to pay. Teams will definitely pay.
500K bumps for cross checks so he misses games.
I heard something funny. Kadri's been out, you know. He's been injured.
Yeah.
And
MacKinnon loves him.
They all love him, but this guy on the radio today called in. I think he was an Avalanche fan, and I'm like, oh, here we go. He's gonna go all butthurt for his team and all crazy. And he goes, you know what? I love that Kadri's injured right now. You know why? Because he can't get suspended. That's what he said. I was like, that's actually brilliant. But you need the guy, though. I mean, maybe not this series. You could probably get away with him. But next series, you're going to be playing a way better playoff-tested team. So hopefully that he gets healthy. And hopefully they can even – hopefully they beat the Preds.
What else you got, man?
So we got our last series here, which is the Caps and the Panthers. So the Caps won game one, which I was very surprised about. I thought the Panthers were going to absolutely just come out, send a message, and they lost. And the veterans stepped up, Ovi, Tom Wilson, Backstrom, and they stole game one from them. And tonight, the Panthers... you know, probably a little embarrassed after that one because I think I picked them to sweep. I could be wrong. Maybe game five, but they won 5-1. They won 5-1 tonight. They got a really strong performance from Bobrovsky. They had, Barkov showed up. He's got the team going. Connor Verhaeghe, another playoff guy. And you know what else is good to see? Aaron Ekblad is back. He's been out for like 30-something games at the end of the season. He's the guy who took a nasty hit last playoffs with the Panthers, and his season ended. I think it was a bad knee injury. They had the stretcher out there and everything. I think I remember talking to you about it. We had a podcast right after. We felt terrible for him. But a lot of players put up a lot of points. I think like I want to say at least 10 guys got points on this team tonight, including Claude Giroux, who's got to be happy to be back in the playoffs.
For a second there, I thought you said Claude Lemieux.
No. I can't stand that.
Well, I was thinking of the Avs.
Don't even start with Claude Lemieux and the Avs. We need a 30 for 30 right now on this. the best rivalry in hockey right there, baby. But it's 1-1. I still think the Panthers are going to be okay.
I hope they don't lay down for them.
I just can't believe that they got beat by the backup, by the Vanacek, I think. They didn't even start Samsonov.
Mm.
And that's weird. There's going to be some changes next year with the Caps goaltending, I believe, because I remember they were pushing hard for Fleury, and he actually rejected the trade.
I don't blame him.
I don't either. It's like, it's like a long time... who's like a Blackhawk, like Dustin Byfuglien getting an offer to go play with like the Vancouver Canucks. It's like, nah,
or we had
too many wars. Bolin or even David Kessler, or I'm sorry, Ryan Kessler
coming
to the Blackhawks. Like, nah, screw that. We had too many wars with Tafe. That's that type of thing. But yeah, they're going to need better goaltending from their Samsonov or who's ever in that Vanecek next game, because the highlights I saw today, he gave up a pretty bad one, and it actually, you know, it was still close at the time. I think it was a 2-1 lead with the Panthers, and they kind of just ran away with the rest of the game.
Do you have any guys who are kind of surprising you so far in the playoffs?
Let's see. I was really excited to see Corey Perry, how he would play with this team, the Tampa team. Like I said, though, I haven't really got to sit down and watch them too much, because I've been going, you know, looking at the other games, obviously. But I was kind of even Hagel. I was like, let's see what Hagel's can do, you know, because it's totally different now. It's a different ball game, and I'm glad he got a goal. And there's a couple guys, Kaprizov even. I was, you know, right. Sometimes you get all those points and you're kind of shell shocked in the playoffs. Even Austin Matthews, you know, like, is he going to pick up where he left off? And he actually did.
Right. Well, cool, man. I think the playoffs are playing out pretty well so far.
You know what, man? I'm sorry. I gotta give the Flames some love here. I forgot to mention their series. They're currently winning 1-0 against the Stars, and I think they won the game 1-0. It was a Daryl Sutter like win.
Sounds boring, like one.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, that Jacob Markstrom, dude, he is a shutout demon. I think this is like his, I know, including the playoffs and the season, I think this is like his 12th shutout this year, which is impressive. But you know what? I want to see Johnny Hockey and Matthew Tkachuk.
Yep.
Come out and pick up where they left off last year, dude. I want to see them just completely take over the series. Dallas, I can't get excited for this team. I don't know what it is. They're kind of like a Nashville Predator team, just very boring to watch, but at least they have some good stars. Like, they got that Jason Robertson and Rupe Hintz, but I just don't think they have enough.
You know, it's like they kind of limped into the playoffs. Same with the Preds. You know, it's like you kind of want these teams to kind of get kicked out so that, like, the tournament can start in a way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, let's get the show going here. Let's get these guys, the pretenders, out of here right now.
Right.
It would be cool to see Joe Pavelski kind of get a last run at the playoffs. He's getting older. I know he signed a one-year extension, but the Stars aren't going to be that good. They're just getting older, and they seem more tired every season.
Right.
Like, Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin are kind of fell far, man. There was this, a couple of years ago, those two were at the top of the scoreboard before McDavid broke into the league. Those guys were right on the top.
Yeah, they
were. So it's crazy how fast and how far they've fallen.
Yeah, because Seguin used to be known for his speed, and, you know, he doesn't seem as fast as he used to be.
No, I think he's been battling injuries almost every season. He's got something with his shoulder or something with his knees or something. He plays hard, though. I give him a lot of credit.
That's what the game does to you, man. You know,
these guys play hard.
This isn't, you know, the NHL isn't so you can go out there and have a 20-year run. You know, a lot of guys can't do that.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about that today. I heard this guy say, oh, yeah, it must be nice to, you know, play like 15 years and retire. It's like, whoa, wait a minute, dude. These guys have been playing like hard hockey since maybe they were 12 years old.
Yeah.
And that gets overlooked a lot. And they weren't getting paid to do it. You know, they were trying. Right. It's like going to college and get your degree and you're like working your butt off just for a piece of paper. You don't get paid for that work. You got to get, you know, you got to pay your dues to, you know, get in. And these guys have been battling since they were kids. And, you know, just to even make it, that doesn't mean you're done. It just gets harder and harder. So a lot of these guys that you know, blow smoke out their butts and on the radio shows and Twitter, like, oh yeah, this guy's getting overpaid. Yeah, it's easy to say that.
It is.
But these guys have been,
especially when you're 35 pounds overweight.
Yeah, 35 pounds overweight, and, you know, eating cookies for dinner, stuff like that. These guys gotta watch what they eat. And come on,
it's like a year round thing too. Now it is.
It is, and you know, I'm sitting on my drive home, and I'm like, you know what, man? I was like, fuck this guy, really? Like, does he know, like, all the stuff that you got to deal with just before you even are considered even to be drafted? It's like going through a boot camp, you know?
Yeah.
And there's no guarantees. You could get hit 1 year, and your career could be over. So these guys playing 15 years like Sagan, he's had a great career, man. He's been solid, and I honestly thought he would be a Bruin forever, and I was really surprised by that trade.
But I think they tried to get ahead of the curve with, like, kind of, because remember, Kaner was getting into a lot of trouble at that time.
Yeah, they were avoiding the party.
And they were trying to avoid that stuff, so they sent him out.
Yeah, the thing is, though, he had great chemistry with Brad Marchand. Marchand had problems, too.
Yeah, he did.
You know, he was a party dude. He's a young kid. These guys are in the NHL. They're having fun. And, you know, why don't you just sit down and talk to the guy? Say, like, hey, listen, we love you here, but we need you to, you know, not be stupid. You know, we're paying you a lot of money. And he ended up shipping off to Dallas. And, you know, he's had some good seasons, but... Honestly, do you think he's been close? No. He hasn't really been close with Dallas. I what was that COVID season he made it? I think Tampa beat Dallas. Was that the Stanley Cup final? I don't remember.
I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, but I mean, that was his last run, I think. And then I think he burned himself out, but he's had a great career. Same with Jamie Benn. He's quietly, you know, he's been very good in. You know, he's just getting older. These guys, we're all getting older. It's crazy. These young guys coming up. Zegras, he's the new future face, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. Think of that. What a pussy.
So, yeah, by the time he's, like, you know, in his prime, there's going to be no checking allowed. Yeah, there's going to be no...
You won't even be able to look at an offensive player. Yeah,
you can't even talk to another player. Or it's like in a... They're going to start handing out, like, soccer cards. Red card. Yeah.
It won't even be... they won't even have defensive positions anymore. They'll just have rear right wing and rear left wing.
Yeah, and then they're going to just say, Michigan goals count as three, something like that. It's going to be something stupid.
It's going to turn into a hybrid of lacrosse and hockey.
Yeah. There's no doubt he's got a lot of skill, but, I mean, you're going to have to take hits if you're going to do stuff like that. That's just the game. It's how it is.
Well, all right, everybody. That's all that we got for you tonight. Thank you for listening. We're very appreciative. We'll catch you on the next one. This is the Tomahawk, and we're out of here.